The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, while some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places, famines and pestilence, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and the prisons, and you would be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. These will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and sisters and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come near to the end of the liturgical year, the Church invites us to reflect on the end times. And this reflection is not because we are meant to be frightened, but it is to awaken hope and perseverance in our hearts. In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks of wars, he speaks about earthquakes, he speaks about persecution. His words are not meant to cause panic, but to prepare us. He reminds us that as Christians, living this life is not free from trials. Yet, in all of this, he assures us, "Not a hair of your head will perish." By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So, the heart of today's message is perseverance rooted in hope. The prophet Malachi gives us a vision of hope beyond turmoil. He says to us that the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. This Sun is Christ himself, which radiates in our lives. When everything seems dark, he remains the light that heals and renews. In the second reading also, St. Paul adds another dimension. The call to responsibility and the call to faithful living. Some of the Thessalonians had become idle, expecting that Christ would return. And this return could be any moment. Paul reminds them that waiting for the Lord is not an excuse to be lazy, but a call to faithful duty, which should be ignited in us and should ignite a genuine zeal to work, to serve, and to live rightly while we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ. He also reminds us of the fact that the best way to use the food which we eat, as he says, he who does no work should have no food, is that if we do nothing, then we deserve no food, because in doing work we burn energy, and when we eat and do no work, the food itself becomes toxic to us. A story is told again of a farmer whose land was struck by drought. Then it was also struck by flood, and again by locust. But each year that this farmer loses his crop, you see him the next year in the springtime coming back to till the soil. When he was asked why he kept trying, he smiled and said, "He kept trying because seasons may fail, but the sun always rises again." So it is with faith that he does all he is able to do. The seasons of life may bring to us suffering, may bring about confusion to our lives, or persecution, as the readings of today tells us. But the Son of Righteousness, who is Jesus Christ, who has risen from the dead, always arises. Now, let us take home the message that we live in uncertain times, we live in times of war, we live in time of moral confusion, and we live in the struggles of our daily life. And these all can weigh us down. Yet, Jesus calls us not to fear, but to trust and endure. He says that our perseverance, especially in faith and goodness, is what will save us. So let us remember that when life is hard, we persevere in prayer. And when faith is tested, we should hold on in hope. And when the world seems dark, let us put on Christ as our light to lighten our way. Because in the end, what matters is not how fierce the storm are, but how firmly we hold on to Jesus Christ. As this liturgical year draws to a close, the Church asks us to look beyond the passing world and fix our eyes on eternity. The message is simple. Stay faithful, stay hopeful, keep working for the kingdom, for by our perseverance, we will secure our lives.